With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference Saturday.
I first spoke to this gathering 14 years ago, and I won your straw poll. I didn't know anything about a straw poll. They took this big straw poll, and I won by like 27 points. And I figured, you know, that's good. Maybe I should keep doing it. And I did. And I became president. Isn't that great? Who would think?
Mr. Trump thanked his supporters while touting the accomplishments of his first month in office. Elsewhere, the president says he may put the U.S. Postal Service under the control of the Commerce Department. He's seeking ways to stop losses at the $78 billion a year agency, which has struggled to balance the books with the decline of first-class mail. Post office was set up in the Second Continental Congress in Philadelphia all the way back in 1775. Ben Franklin was the first postmaster. International efforts to end the Ukraine-Russia war ramping up, even if they're not all on the same page.
There's a big week of diplomacy ahead, with President Macron visiting the White House tomorrow and Sir Keir Starmer heading to Washington on Thursday. The Prime Minister says America must be part of Ukraine's security guarantee, but also accepts European countries must spend more on defence. The Foreign Secretary David Lammy has said the UK will unveil a raft of new sanctions against Russia tomorrow to turn the screws on Moscow.
BBC correspondent Ben Wright. Israel says it's scaling up its week-long offensive in the occupied West Bank, sending in tanks to a terrorist stronghold and pledging to keep troops in place for the next year in areas where the Palestinians have evacuated. Israel's defense minister saying today that the troops will not allow residents to return just yet. The military says it's expanding the raid to other areas, and including the Jenin camps. This is SRN News. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has moved to dismiss six of its own cases on behalf of workers alleging so-called, quote, gender identity discrimination, arguing the cases now conflict with President Trump's recent executive order. This is a major change for the EEOC from the Biden years. In 2024, the agency changed its guidance to specify that deliberately using the wrong pronouns for an employee or refusing them access to whatever bathrooms they desire constituted a form of harassment. President Trump is working to undo Mr. Biden's promotion of transgenderism. Bad news for Christians in Nicaragua. The legislature has approved a new constitution that makes President Manuel Ortega a virtual dictator and gives his wife similar powers. Ortega, whose communist Sandinista party took control in Nicaragua in the 1980s, would specifically be able to override all guarantees of freedom of religion, something Ortega has already started to do. This is SRN News. An iconic dog sled race forced to track farther north in Alaska this year.
A lack of snow along a dangerous stretch of the world-famous Iditarod sled dog race has led to its rerouting for the fourth time in its history. The ceremonial start will still be in Anchorage next Saturday, but the official start for the 33 teams will be 2 days later in Fairbanks, about 360 miles north, where it also began in 2003, 2015, and 2017. The race takes about 10 days all told, with the winner crossing the finish line in Nome. George Williams reporting.
Thieves used a stolen card to buy a winning French lottery ticket worth €500,000, but they vanished before cashing in. Now they're amongst France's most famous fugitives. The man whose card was stolen is offering to split the cash with the winners. Prosecutors could try to seize the winnings by considering them illegally obtained. We'll see. This is SRN News.